As we continue our study in the book of Proverbs, we're still in the second chapter, and last time we've gotten through the 19th verse. The general subject of this chapter is the wisdom of God, the results of walking in the commandments of God and receiving the words of God. He says in verse 10, "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." That's verses 10 and 11. Now the 20th verse, he's continuing that thought by showing that this wisdom will guide us and will direct us in that which is good. Verse 20 says, "That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous." That's the benefits of having the wisdom and understanding of God. We must avoid the way of the evil man and the strange woman, which we studied about in our last lesson, in order that we may walk in good ways. We must cease to do evil in order that we may learn to do well. There is a way which is exclusively the way of good men. It is the way in which good men, as long as they're good men, have always walked. It is wisdom for us to walk in that way. Jeremiah 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, or is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Hebrews 12, verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And we must not only walk in that way a while, but we must never turn aside out of it. The paths of the righteous, verse 20, "These are the paths of life, which all that are wise will follow and never turn from." Now we're given reasons why we should choose the paths of the righteous. Verse 21 says, "For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it." Instead of being like those who live in sexual sin, who are headed for death, those who belong to the Lord will live. Their righteousness will contribute to a peaceable and quiet life, since it settles their minds, guides their decisions, gains the goodwill of their neighbors, and entitles them to God's special favor. The perfect shall remain in the land, shall dwell in the heavenly Canaan, of which the earthly Canaan was only a type, all because the wisdom of God has entered our hearts and has kept us out of the bad way. But notice next the final state of those who do not have this wisdom. Verse 22 says, "But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it." This is what happens to the wicked who choose the way of evil men. They shall be cut off, not only from heaven hereafter and all hope to that glorious state, but they shall lose the great benefits of the earth now, the true, peaceful, and abundant life now available to followers of the true wisdom of God. This is in spite of the fact that they set their affections on earthly things and have laid up their treasure on the earth. They think they can take root in the earth, but they shall be rooted out of it, he says. This happens when God places judgment on them. Malachi 4:1, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." The initial fulfillment of this scripture was for the wicked to lose their inheritance in the original land of Canaan. But the ultimate fulfillment is for the wicked to be rooted out of the world and lose the heavenly home. So we want the great wisdom of God to enter our hearts so we may avoid the way which leads to such a terrible end. So that brings to an end the second chapter of Proverbs. We'd now like to begin the third chapter. This third chapter is designed to tell us why we should live a godly life and how to so live. We learn in this chapter that the godly life is the way to be happy, healthy, safe, and rich. The way of God is actually the easier way. To acquire wisdom means we must work for it. And as we do to others, good or bad, so we receive of God, good or bad. So this chapter is one of the most excellent in the book of Proverbs, actually. Verses 1 and 2 say, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee."